Neil, big game today. How are we shaping up? Before actually we talk about this game, let's talk about the two new signings we've brought in. I mean, what's your thinking there, right back and a midfielder?
Yeah, I mean, obviously right back we've been after one all pre-season. Haven't made any secret to us. And one came available. You know, Jabba, it's coming in, he's coming to the squad today. Done really well. And then obviously the number 10 shirt we were looking at, and I've been a big admirer of Jamie Cook for a while, watched him at Colne last season. Then just missed out on him to Halifax, but I did say to Halifax, if you take him in, could we have first refusal and get him out on loan? And that's exactly what they did. Chris Millington phoned me and said, you can have him. So we got him in, good timing, because Charlie Ennis is out injured, so Cookie will go straight in. He trained with the squad this week. So, you know, we're dead excited about the two new signings, and it just gives us that depth at a time when, you know, we're patching up some injured bodies.
When I saw we signed him, my initial thought went, oh, that's Alex Curran, isn't it? is that what we're hoping for, that level of impact?
Yeah, he's a similar type of player, actually. The probably one big difference is that Cook will go in behind more than what maybe Curran would do, but Curran was very clever on the half-term. So, you know, there's a lot of differences and similarities between the two, but I think Cook will excite people. Big, strong boy, gets on the ball, got great shot, great work ethic. So, you know, he knows how we play, so he'll make his debut today. And that's what we're looking for, and then hopefully we get Charlie Ennis back for Tuesday, and then it's a, you know, kind of battle of the wills between who takes a 10 shirt.
Big couple of days coming up, to say the least. I mean, Buxton have got some quality players. How do we compete with them today?
I mean, we've got a game plan, you know, and you've got to credit, you know, Buxton. You know, they've got a chairman that wants to get the club promoted. He's been vocal about what money he's going to put into the club. We know that three of their players is our overall wage bill today, and we know that for a fact. You know, we're not making things up. They've got lads who should and could and have played in the National League and the league who are starting today. So, you know, if you lose a game of football to a side that's better than you because they're able to financially recruit higher players, you've sometimes just got to go, there you go. However, you know, we're a good side. You know, we might have a low wage bill, we might have this, but we've got this, we've got the fans, we've got the pitch, which is to die for, we've got a great dressing room, we've got ability in the dressing room, and we showed Tuesday night, you know, not only did we have ability, the ability to bounce back from the Warrington defeat, and, you know, as a manager, as a group of lads, we want to play the top two in the league, and Buxton and South Shields are saying, and probably will be the top two, and should be with the wage bills, but that doesn't faze us. You know, we've got to go out there and 11 v 11 on a piece of grass, and let's see, come quarter to five, you know, who gets the better of each other.
A great attendance here on Tuesday night, wasn't it? Should be a bit more. I mean, you're 88 out, which is a bit disappointing, isn't it? Sorry, 78 out. 78 out. So, what's your prediction today and hope from the crowd?
So, there's a little bit of a game going in the main office and people have predicted, but I'm going to go big. I'm going to say 2-2 today. I don't know why, but I just think there's something's going to happen. Listen, the crowd were amazing Tuesday night. It brings it all back, doesn't it? You know, when the second goal goes in and I've got my arms in the air and everyone's jumping up and kind of hugging each other and the noise comes, it's goosebumps, it's hairs on the back of you, on your shoulders standing up, and it's really good. And today, I've no doubt come 3 o'clock, you know, the SMRE, will they be louder than the main stand paddock? We're not sure, you know, a bit of a battle, but the noise will be there, and hopefully we can put a performance on for the fans to be proud of. You know, we'll go into every game trying to win it, and as long as the fans see that level of passion and energy, they always get behind the boys, you know, come what may. And hopefully, you know, it's a special day here, but, you know, tough day, but we'll give it our all.